Listening, task one. Listen to the first part of the text. Decide which sentences are A. true or B. false according to the text. You will hear the recording once. You have 30 seconds to read through questions 1 to 10.
Mary Stevenson Cassatt was born in Pittsburgh, America, on the 22nd of May 1844, one of six children born to Robert and Catherine Cassatt. The family were wealthy, and her mother, Catherine, was a strong believer in educating women to be knowledgeable and socially active. So it is not surprising that Mary Cassatt depicted the 19th century new woman from the woman's perspective. She studied initially in the US, but spent most of her life in France, returning occasionally to America to see friends. Although she never married, she was enchanted by her nieces and nephews and excelled in painting children who dominate her subject matter. Mary Cassatt was born in 1844 in Allegheny City, later part of Pittsburgh, to a comfortably upper-middle-class family. Her father was a successful stockbroker, and her mother belonged to a prosperous banking family. Her father's family were of French origin, having left France in 1662 with the surname Cossatt. Her mother's ancestors came from Scotland around 1700. In 1851, Cassatt's parents took her along with her brothers and sisters to France and Germany, where they lived until 1855, before returning to the United States. Consequently, the children were fluent in both languages. At the age of 16 in 1860, Cassatt began 2 years of study at the Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts, where only 20% of the students were female. In 1865, disappointed with her art education in the United States, she eventually persuaded her father to let her continue her artistic training abroad. Despite their initial misgivings, they agreed, and she moved with her mother as chaperone to Paris to study at the studio of Jean-Léon Gérôme. She returned to the United States in 1870 because of the Franco-Prussian War, and stayed with her parents. But her father refused to pay for her art materials, and frustrated by a lack of artistic resources and opportunities, she travelled briefly to Chicago. In the autumn of that year, she returned to Paris, and in 1872, her painting, Two Women Throwing Flowers During a Carnival, was well received at the Paris Salon and was later sold. Later in 1874, Cassatt set up her own studio in Paris and was joined by her sister Lydia. Paris was experiencing the artistic innovations of Impressionism, but her family persuaded her to join the studio of Charles Chaplin, an academic painter. In 1875, she had a painting refused by the Salon and two more refused in 1877. Later that year, the artist Edgar Degas invited her to join an independent artist group known as the Impressionists. She was delighted. She admired Degas' work, and they soon became close friends, often working side by side, encouraging and advising each other. She socialised with other artists in the group, particularly Camille Pissarro, who became a mentor, and Bertha Morisot, the only other female in the group.
Now you have 30 seconds to transfer your answers to the answer sheet. Listening. Task 2. Listen to the second part of the text. Each sentence contains a factual error, which is written in bold. Replace the word or words in bold with the correct word or words from the text. Write down only the correct word or words according to the number in brackets. You will hear the recording once. You have 30 seconds to read through questions 11 to 15.
For the 1879 Impressionist exhibition, Degas sent in the list of her works together with his own and proceeded to guide her not as a pupil but as a respected ally. He taught her to love form and disregard useless detail and to adopt the practice of carrying a sketchbook to record what she saw. The fourth Impressionist exhibition in 1879, her first, was a success. One painting of her sister Lydia in a loge wearing a pearl necklace was subsequently sent with other paintings to the third exhibition of the Society of American Artists in New York. Some critics praised her work, but others were far from impressed. Impressionist paintings were rare in America at the time and probably misunderstood. Cassatt continued to exhibit with the Impressionists in their exhibitions of 1880 and 1881. And remained an active member of the Impressionist circle until around 1886. Later that year, she was included in the first major exhibition of Impressionist art in the United States, held in New York. She continued to specialise in scenes of women in domestic interiors, with the Impressionist emphasis on quickly captured moments of contemporary life. But she now expanded her technique from oil painting and drawing to pastels and printmaking. Japanese woodblock prints provided new lessons in composition, and the Japanese use of black, something the Impressionists disapproved of, provided new inspiration. Cassatt herself never married or had children, yet by the mid-1880s she had become well known for her sensitive depictions of mothers and children. In 1893, she had an exhibition at Durand-Ruel's gallery in Paris. It was her first comprehensive exhibition, and she had waited until she was almost 50 years old before making arrangements to hold it. She had a one-man show in New York in 1895, but the audience was poor and sales few. After 1900, Cassatt suffered from failing health and deteriorating eyesight. However, she remained close friends with other artists and the American collectors Harry and Louise Havemeyer. In 1904, Cassatt was recognised for her cultural contributions by the French government, which awarded her the Order of Chevalier of the Legion d'Honneur.
Now you have 30 seconds to transfer your answers to the answer sheet.